Whatever I give my complete attention to, I manifest. This is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with thought for today. Whatever I give my complete attention to, I manifest. We go through life with a lot of unhappiness, a lot of upsets, a lot of uptightness, a lot of anger and anxiety and angst. We go through life with all of these unhappy situations because we give our attention to them. Whatever the situation may be, if it makes us unhappy, we can train ourselves to give our attention to something different. Not away from what we were giving it to, but to something different. Now, say, for instance, the children are not behaving, and they're just running around like wild Indians, and how wonderful that is when you're feeling good. But when you have a headache, and you've got problems, and the world is tumbling down on top, you say, would you kids shut up for just a little while? Your mother has a headache. Your dad has just had it up to here. Now cool it. And the kids look at you in surprise. Why do you have a headache? Think of something else, you know. And you listen to them subliminally. And they say, come on, Dad, join us. Come on, Mom, play. Play with us. I have too many things to do. I have too much that's important to do. Mom, it's important to play. It's important to relax. It's important to put your mind on something else when you have a problem. How did you kids get so smart? Mom, you taught us that. You taught us that whenever things are getting rough, we should turn our attention to it, something else. Now, Uncle Remus taught that, didn't he? Who's Uncle Remus? You know who Uncle Remus is. Uncle Remus says, there's a bluebird on my shoulder. Every moment he's getting older, bolder, ever shoulder. Lip-dippity-doo-da, zippity-day. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Now, what's a bluebird doing on his shoulder? Well, the bluebird's in his imagination. And the bluebird is a bird of happiness, singing to him and saying, come on, let's play. Let's not be gray all day, let's play. Come on, let's lift up our hearts and sing and let the skies ring with the joy that we do when we sing. Come on now. So, you start singing. You say, zippity-doo-da, zippity-yay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. And then you go on singing it. Anything, you don't need to know the words. I don't remember the words. I just make them up as I go along. And sometimes they come to me and sometimes they don't. But they're words that make me happy. And somebody comes up to me and says, Dr. Byerly, I tell you what. My house has just been foreclosed on. I'm going to have to move. And I say, my friend, come and sing with me. Zippity-doo-da, zippity. What is the matter with you? I'm telling you my problem. And I'm telling you your solution. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-yay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Now, let's start thinking about what you're going to do. You are living in that house, and you liked it, and you didn't like it. You didn't like it more than you liked it. And so now you have a chance to give it up. Forcefully, but you have a chance to give it up. Now, you can't take anything that you put in there. Anything you built into that house stays. That belongs to the new owner, whoever that may be. Any stuff that you want to leave in there, leave it in there. Any furniture you don't want, leave it there. Let somebody else take care of it. That's not very nice, but just leave it. And say to the new owner, they foreclosed. They have claimed the house, and they have claimed everything they can claim in it. But take your toothpaste, your shaver, and your toothbrush, and say, adios. Now, where are you going to go? Well, do you have any money at all? Sure. You got next month's rent that you didn't pay. So you take that money and you go and you rent a motel. Or you go rent a house that's much cheaper, much less expensive. There are houses that are quite inexpensive. Well, those are shacks. Well, are you a shack consciousness right at the moment? Can you move into that shack and make it a palace? Well, can you clean up the yard and pick up all the tin cans and all the junk that's been left around there by somebody who didn't care to live there anymore? Yeah. Do you have rakes and you have shovels and you have tools? And you can go in there and make it nice? Yeah, but I got to shovel out the kitchen too. That's fine. Clean it all out. Make it real nice. Make it a place that you're proud to live in. And the price is right. It's maybe one-fifth of what you were paying for the other house. So now you got two-fifths left to stock your cupboards with lots of good food and make your wife and your kids all happy. Well, they don't want to live in such a dump. Well, clean it up. Make the dump a paradise. Make the dump a wonderful place. But, hey, can you afford something better? No. Well, then make it a paradise. If you live there, it's got to be wonderful. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-hey, wonderful feeling going my way. Now, start singing. Start being happy. Go out in the yard. Say, come on, kids, let's clean up this place. But, Dad, we had such a nice house before and such a nice backyard, and we had all these things. Kids, I lost it. I didn't have the money coming in to pay for it, and it's not ours anymore, so we don't look at the past. We look right at the moment where we are. And kids, we're going to make this a happy place. I'm going to have more time to spend with you now, because I'm not going to have to work so hard earning money to pay for something that we weren't really using. So now, see that nice big backyard that's behind this shack, this beautiful house? See that nice big yard? We're going to go and play ball there. And we're going to invite the neighbor kids to come in and play ball. But the neighbor kids are not nice people. They're poor people. I said, well, we're poor people right now, too. And so we will live with those people and be just one of them and call them good and call them beautiful, call them neighbors. But, Dad, kids, that's the way it is. That's the way it is. You know, kids, if your mother and I were to die, you would be orphans, and you would have to take whatever comes away. Now, we're not dying. You're not orphans. We're a family together, and we're living together, and we're doing good things together. Are you ready? But, Dad, that's enough of the but, Dad. Anybody who says but, Dad, again, is going to be given two rakes instead of one. Now, you ready? So let's start singing and making this place ring with the joy of our happy hearts. And, oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a wonderful feeling. Everything's going my way. And let's sing and let's be happy. But, Dad, the neighbors will think we're crazy. Good. Maybe they'll come and join us. You know, crazy people like crazy people. And crazy people are happy people. So let's get out there and enjoy. Now, it's one job. It's a very special job, and I don't know who to give it to, because it takes a lot of special, special talent. And it's a job that only a master can do. Now, do we have anybody here who's a master? Well, what is it? You can't ask. You have to just say, I'm a master. And then whatever it is, you do it. It could be something easy. It could be something hard. Who knows? Dad, I'm a master. All right, son, I'm proud of you. Your job is to go around and wash each window and have it so sparkling clean that you don't even know the window is there. Whether the sun shines on it or whether it doesn't, you don't even know. Those windows are going to have so much of your love in them that they're going to be a joy to look at it. But, Dad, there's a lot of windows. Hey, did you say you would do it? That you're a master? Yeah. Well, then go for it. Don't go for it like a slave. Go for it like a master. Each window be perfect. But, Dad, we don't have enough Windex and cloths and soap and water. Son, we have newspapers. And that's what I used when I was a boy on the farm. I used newspapers to wash the windows, and they were spotlessly clean. But, Dad, nobody else does it. That's because Windex sells them Windex and has done such a good job of promoting it. Now, who promotes old newspapers? You know, not even the newspaper promotes old newspapers because they want you to buy new newspapers, you know. So newspapers do a wonderful job. Okay, well then, you see, when you can create your world how you want it, by your thought, and you can, magic happens. Now, this family moved into this derelict place. It was really bad. I mean, that's all they could afford. And it had several bedrooms, and the girls all had to sleep in one bedroom, the boys all had to sleep in one bedroom, and Mom and Dad had about 3 bedrooms in that shack, you know, pretty nice. And every morning, everybody had to put everything away very neatly because there wasn't any place to keep much stuff. And Dad, I have no place to keep my clothes. Well, then we'll give it away. No. Find a place to keep your clothes. Find a nice box that you're going to keep your clothes in. Now, we have a couple dressers from our other house. I can bring a lot of stuff over from the other house because I haven't fully moved out yet. Now, if you want us to take that furniture and bring it over here, well, Dad, it's heavy. Do you want it or not? You want to put your clothes in a box or you want to put it in a dresser? Well, okay. Hey, kids, why don't you talk to the neighbor kids and say, neighbor kids, will you and your mom and dads all come and help us move the stuff from our old house into this house? And whatever furniture is left in the old house, if you want it, you can take it and keep it. And there's a lot of stuff there. But their shack isn't big enough to hold all that stuff. And so they moved their beds, and they moved their furniture, and they moved what they could. And it was quite stuffed, but still it was theirs, and they had places to put things. And then the neighbors went through the house and picked things that they wanted that they could have never had had in a lifetime of living with the attitude they had of budget, you know, of money. And they were beholden with love to this family that joined them. It's true. He lost his job. It's true. He lost his income. It's true. He couldn't afford much. But he listened within, and he built happiness. You see, when we realize whatever I give my complete attention to, I manifest. Whatever I give my complete attention to, I manifest. That's just one little story of a family that had lost everything. And yet they hadn't. They hadn't. Many of these tremendously wealthy people who have lost their fortunes had to move into the maids' quarters, which were quite beautiful. Or they had to move into some other house, which was quite beautiful. By anyone's standard, wow, you know. But because they had lived in a castle, because they had lived in this luxurious mansion, they moved out. And one man in Business Week magazine, he said, well, that's the way it went. It fell flat. And we are responsible for so many millions of dollars. So we're selling our houses and selling these things. But, hey, we still have each other. We still have our family. We still know that life is wonderful. And he said, it is too. He said, it's a change, living in a castle to living in an apartment, but that's okay. And that's the way it goes. Whatever I put my attention to, that I manifest. Do you want to manifest a house that's glorious like a castle? Or do you want to manifest a house that's filled with love, peace, harmony, and goodness. And everyone who enters that house feels the joy of your heart, the joy of your love. Whatever you put your attention to, that's what you manifest. Do you want to manifest a job that is satisfying? Well, don't go after the money. Go after something that lets you be your highest and your best. and lets you develop and show what your real talents are. And that's what it's all about. Are you ready for that? Those children learned a big lesson. There was no going back because there was no possibility. There was no money. The job was lost. And the father had the wisdom to say, whatever, come, let's do it together. And that's the way it goes. Whatever I put my attention to, my complete attention to, I manifest. What a wonderful life we live. What a wonderful world we live in. And how great it is when I say, I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.